Art and projectors. When I was little, I had a portrait drawn of me, and though it was very nice, it didn't capture my face exactly. I am not complaining, I am just saying. This is why I emphasize the need for projectors, to get things right. And there are three types of projectors that I wanted to mention today. Low tech light bulb mirror and lens thing that is perfect for projecting photographs on a wall, the standard office or home projector used for presentations and watching movies, and the Pico projector, one that plugs into your phone. If you have good portrait photos and you don't want to use your projector too much, get the low-tech one. They are very inexpensive. But remember, your photograph needs to be on point. For comfort, get a home or office projector. These are the brightest and have the highest resolutions. Pico projectors work just fine, but they are not as bright. You will need to use them at night. The big deal about the digital projectors is that you can edit the photo. Cropping your source image is a big deal, and so is adjusting brightness and contrast to get everything perfect. But by far, the most useful computer trick is lowering the number of colors in your photo, often called posterize. This will help you see where and what the shadows really look like. A face is not an oval with a nose. It is composed out of layers of shadows, basically. Once you can see where the shadows start and end, deepen and lighten, you can then capture the soul of the person you are drawing or painting. Start with pencils and blending stumps. Art pencils have a range of useful tones. But also try painting on canvas as well, or wood panels from a local hardware store, which may be less expensive. There's nothing to stop you from becoming an artist now, but there is one more big step. You have to exhibit your art. Business offices, coffee shops, galleries, and shows at the local museum. For those of you asking, what is the point of art and painting and drawing? The point is a taste of greatness that you get at your first big show. More than that, your show is also your guide or your measuring stick. When you feel that you have finished something, you may ask yourself, is this good enough for the gallery? And this may lead you to realize that the darker side of the person's face that you just painted feels empty because it was just a simple shadow. You will now need to reshoot the photo with the person having sparkling water droplets on their face. Learn to paint sparkling droplets and then add them into your existing painting. Even when you take a source photo, you will now ask yourself, is this good enough for a painting that I will exhibit at the show? Or maybe, is there too much of a flat area here? Should I return in the morning when the sun passes through the currently dark trees? You will find your own way. For example, in conquering color mixing, you may pick blue for the next 20 paintings or so. Later on, people may call it your blue phase. When you understand blue, you may add red, for example, and that may become a topic for yet another exhibition. At some point, you will also begin mixing and composing, adding butterflies, castles, werewolves, or a sky from a different planet in the background. Something interesting will call to you for sure, and the theme will become your friend and part of your style. I will close with a silly warning. I am a fan of Perrier, the sparkling water. And while having a sip of the bubbly thing, I noticed that my 4-foot rectangular canvas was perfect for a small bottle of Perrier. And you know, I really enjoyed painting it, and the color was just the perfect kind of green. However, when I exhibited my art, some fiend scribbled Andy Warhol on the paper label beneath my painting. I thought of Andy Warhol's can of Campbell's soup and immediately Googled Warhol and Perrier. Whoopsie, I was not the first to frame a bottle of Perrier. Lesson learned. Make an art out of finding amazing and unique things to draw and paint. Dive deeply to create both memorable photographs and paintings. And make sure that you create enough artworks to fill an entire coffee table book or an art manual where you can show your process, sketches, and photos as well. Remember, don't just be a chapter in the history of art. Fill an entire book.